world coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room. Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put some on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth, because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plum pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you in your neck of the woods. We have a wonderful program for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, on yesterday, we began a message. We was listening to a message by Pastor John Jenkins called Leave the Honey Alone. And it was dealing with Samson. And how when he went over to that dead stuff, that dead animal, that dead lion, and was trying to get that honey out of it. That was the beginning process of him going down, down, down. And so Reverend Jenkins talked about leave that honey alone. So get close to your radio and just listen to this wonderful message by Reverend Jenkins.
He went and looked at it and was checking it out, and it got him in trouble because he saw something in it that was that he liked. He liked honey. How many of you know your carcass got just what you like? It got just the thing that turns you on. Hey! Look at your neighbor and say that carcass is going to cost you your destiny. It's dead. It's over. It's ended. But you still dabbling with it. You still messing with it. You still calling it. You still emailing it. You still text messaging it. And it's going to cost you your destiny. Thank you. He liked the smell of it. He liked the looks of it. And here's the problem. He had had honey before, and his memory reminded him how good honey tasted. But somewhere down along the journey, God's got to make the taste of his love be better than you than the taste of the honey. Woo! I am preaching and teaching up in hell, up in hell. Y'all can't handle the truth. You got to have a love for God that supersedes anything that you've ever had in the world. You got to have an encounter with God that will smother out what the world has to offer. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Can I get some help up in here? High five your neighbor and say, he's good all the time. High five him on the other side and say, he's good all the time. Tell them on the other side, it's going to cost you your destiny. Tell them behind you. Tap on the shoulders in front of you. Tell them it's going to cost you. Ask them, is it worth it? Is it worth missing out on everything that God? Is a little momentary thrill worth missing out on God? Is a little orgasm worth missing out on God? Is a little high worth missing out on God? Is a little... Why y'all looking at me like that? I got to go street with this crowd. I got to go street with y'all. Because this crowd can't handle me talking with y'all nicely. I got to go street with y'all. I got to go to the hood with y'all. I know it looks good. I know it smells good. I know it tastes good. Here is my subject today. Leave the honey alone.
Don't page it, don't instant message it, don't cry over it, don't
bemoan it. Don't visit it. Don't check on it. Don't drive by it. Don't two-way it. Don't bleep it. Don't tweet it. Don't Facebook it. Don't MySpace it. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave the honey alone. Hey! Leave it alone. You got too much at risk. Leave it alone. You got a future in front of you. Leave it alone. You have a call on your life. Leave it alone. You have a God that loves you. Leave the honey alone. Kill you. It will destroy you. It will take you out. And that little bitty good feeling, that little momentary pleasure, is not worth missing out on everything that God has for your life. Who am I preaching to today? Come here. Come here. Come here. I'm gonna pray for you. Come here. Come here. You know, you got some stuff that's, you got some lions and some Delilahs that God done killed that you messing with. Come on. You trying to get with him. Leave it alone. Close as you can. We got a whole lot of honey liquors that we need to get as close to the altar as we can get. Really, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? That little feeling for a minute. Is it worth missing out on what God has for you? Y'all not saying nothing. I asked y'all a question. Y'all thinking about it. They answered him not a word. It's not worth it. But we sometimes allow our emotions and our flesh to rule past what we should be operating on in our life based on convictions. Leave it alone. Some of y'all need to leave here today. Some of y'all need to change your phone numbers. Some of y'all need to change your email addresses. Vote for Stephen first, then change your email address. There's some trips you would take going past places that you have no business driving by. You need to discover a new route that you don't have to go that way. You need to tell yourself, I don't need this in my life. Say it, I don't need it. Tell your neighbor, look and say, you don't need it. Tell him, just keep telling him, you don't need it. You do not need it. Jesus is all you need. That's what you need is Jesus. I appreciate y'all's honesty. Because, you know, some people are so churchy that they don't want to be honest. But we're trying very much to cultivate a church where people can be honest about what they got going on in their life. I don't want to be a part of church where people are pretending like everything's okay. But I appreciate y'all getting up out of your seat and being honest with yourself and with God. Say, God, I got something beckoning me. You need to learn how to just walk on by. Walk on by. Did I say that in this service already? I didn't say that, did I? That's the last service. Some stuff you need to just walk on by. Samson should have just walked on by that carcass. But instead, he went over to check on it. How many people's lives got jacked up? Because they went to check on something that God had killed in their life. It's a new day today, baby. It's a new day for you now. Those days of that which used to take you out, it has no control over you any longer. It cannot hold you any longer. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. Hallelujah. You're free. Now what I want you to do is, you know what your thing is. You know what your lion or lions are. I want you to go ahead and talk to God. Say, God, you know what? Forgive me that I'm even entertaining letting this thing back up in my life. Forgive me that I'm even looking in that direction. Forgive me for even going by, checking on it, taking the call. I shouldn't even answer the phone. Forgive me. Ask God to forgive you. Go ahead. Confess it to him. Tell God, I'm sorry. Tell God, I know there's some stuff beckoning and calling me, and I keep feel like going back, but I'm not going back. I'm making a decision right here at this altar today. I'm not going back. Tell God, in fact, I'm giving myself to you, Lord. I'm giving myself to you. I'm not giving myself to another thing, to another person, to another addiction, to another habit. I give myself to you. Go ahead, pray, y'all. Open your mouth and talk to God. I give myself to you. Have mercy, Father. God, in the name of Jesus, bring transformation into the lives of your people. Let your truth prevail, that you love them, that you have a purpose and an assignment. Let them walk away by the power of your Holy Spirit to leave the lion alone. Leave the honey alone. Hallelujah. Let the power of your Spirit rule and reign. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, I feel freedom breaking out in this camp. I feel people getting released. I feel people getting freedom up in here today. Hey! Hallelujah! 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 Yeah, you're getting free today. You're getting free. You're getting free. You're getting free right now. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey! Hallelujah! 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 Jesus. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise him. Y'all lift your hands.
All right. That was Pastor John Jenkins, and he was talking about leave the honey alone. Leave that honey alone. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.